We ask this with full understanding of the enormous task that's ahead of you to clean up the wreckage and so forth. From your estimation, though, how long will it take to build a new Key Bridge?
We believe it'll take just over 4 years, so we're anticipating opening for service in the fall of 2028.
How do you get to that point, Secretary, given how much still has to be done, and then how much do you have to take into account when it comes to finding the right company to do it, the right bidding process, all that is involved? Help us understand that a little bit better.
Sure. As you can imagine, you know, our first focus has been on recovery of the poor souls that were lost. So we'll continue to do that, and that continues to work with Unified Command to do that. But at the same time, we've also been very active in thinking about rebuilding the bridge in terms of what it means to the Port of Baltimore, in terms of what it means to the communities, and obviously what it means to traffic up and down the Northeast Corridor, you know, of the nation. So because of that, we've been working very hard looking at historically some of the work that we've done. We recently replaced the Nice Bridge in Southern Maryland, a very large bridge down there. And then we've looked across the nation of other similar bridges. So that's given us a sense of both in terms of scale of dollars and time. It is an aggressive time frame for sure. You know, it will be driven, some of that time will be driven by permitting and stakeholder involvement. But we also had a bridge there, right? So it isn't like you're starting a totally new project in a new area. So we think we can hit that date.
Well, let's talk about cost. How much do you believe this will cost? And secondly, do you believe that the federal government will pay for most of this or maybe all of it as President Biden had promised?
Yes. I mean, that we continue to work through that 100% as the president has outlined. But that isn't unique. You know, there are tragedies like this and terrible incidents, whether it's hurricane, whether it's tornadoes, the federal government does pick up, you know, 100% a lot of those types of events. So, you know, I think we're in line with that. In terms of the cost, we're estimating roughly $1.7 to $1.9 billion. And again, that is taking a look at some of the work, our experience here in the state of Maryland, and then some of the surrounding or similar projects throughout the nation.
You, I understand, and correct me if I'm wrong, Transportation Secretary Wiedefeld, were with the governor today when you were meeting with federal lawmakers. If that is correct, how did that go? And what has their response been like to try and ask for federal dollars and help from the federal government?
Yes, actually, it was a bipartisan group from the Appropriations Committee. And, you know, since, you know, very early, the governor's been very active both at the Hill, but just as important, asking people, inviting people to come up and take a look at the situation, because it's very hard to appreciate it unless you're there. The scale, the enormity of the challenge in front of us, the importance of that that bridge to basically the community and the Port of Baltimore, which again serves the entire nation and actually serves the world. So it's larger than just Maryland. So having the congressional representatives there and their staffs to understand that, I think is very helpful for everyone. And obviously the Coast Guard and Corps of Engineer and everything they're doing so they can get an understanding of the complexity of this and the all hands on deck approach this, I think, is very important.
Not long after your meeting today on Capitol Hill, former Maryland governor and the current U.S. Senate candidate Larry Hogan posted a statement on X, and he said, in effect, Marylanders cannot afford to wait until 2028 to get a new bridge. He referenced the Nice Middleton Bridge that you had mentioned, that it was a similar size bridge that was built a lot faster. What do you say to former Governor Hogan's comment there?
Well, it's not to the governor, but just in general in terms of major construction. So, for instance, that bridge we had done, meaning the Transportation Authority who owns the bridge, they had done all the preliminary work before that went out to construction. So that's a traditional process. You design it, you bid it, and then you build it. That is not what this is. So basically, you know, we're 5 weeks into this, right? And so we're basically designing a bridge and then building the bridge in a very short time frame. The original bridge took longer than this to build, for instance. And so that is, I think it's, it will be, it is a very aggressive time frame to do that, because literally we have to bring someone on board, we have to design it together, we have to work with communities, as I mentioned, with permitting, and then we have to build it. And it's, yeah, obviously it's a very complex project just in itself without all those other issues.
Secretary Weidefeld, we certainly appreciate your time and your ability to come on with us this afternoon and inform our listeners about the latest on the Key Bridge, the building, the cost, and the estimate. We appreciate it.